Calvary Baptist Church.
Yes, ma'am. How are you this morning?
I'm fine, and you?
Real good. Is Mr. Wallace in, please?
Yes, ma'am. Say who's calling.
This is Reverend Willie Richardson.
Really? Willie Richardson?
Yes, ma'am. Reverend Willie Richardson from Houston.
Okay, just a moment.
Thank you.
This is David Wallace.
Yes, sir. Brother Wallace, how you doing today? This is Reverend Richardson. I'm from Houston.
Yes, sir.
And we have a senior citizens choir that tours around the country. And a lot of time we sing in white churches.
Yes, sir.
And we're going to be up in your area in August. And I was wondering, would y'all be interested in having us come by and sing a couple of numbers with your choir on probably the 13th of August when we're going to be up that way?
13th of August.
Yes, sir. It's just elderly people, you know, and sometimes if y'all have some people down our way, we'd like to have you sing.
Well, we have a senior adult choir here, too.
Yes, sir.
And they just love to sing.
Uh-huh. Yes, sir.
Tell you what, let me get your name and call you back, and let me talk with the pastor.
Okay, let me ask you this about it now. I know y'all we just a small Baptist church down here,
uh-huh.
and y'all a Baptist church, right? And I know that some churches, you know, the people act more reserved than they do in others. Some of these old sisters are saying, well, let's get kind of carried away, you know. You think it would scare people, you know, if they got a little bit crazy acting and some of them run down the aisle and stuff like that?
No, we're not that traditional.
You're not?
Strict.
So it wouldn't, you don't think it'd make no difference to nobody?
I don't think it would.
Uh-huh. Well, about how much you think y'all could, you know, give us a little bit of a love offering for singing up there?
I don't know. I'd really need to talk with the pastor before I could tell you anything.
Yes, sir.
I'd hate to have to tell you something and then take it back.
Yes, sir. Well, let me ask you, is the reason you kind of being hesitant about this because we're black?
No, sir.
It's not?
No, sir. Matter of fact, we're relocating our church.
Uh-huh.
And we're located in an area that is predominantly black.
Uh-huh. But that's why y'all moving, though?
Well, no, because we're out of space.
Oh, I see.
And we really fill the place up and,
yes,
and have for a few years, and we feel like if we're going to grow, we either need to build more of what we have or we need to go somewhere else and build more space.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And most of our people have moved from this neighborhood just because that's the way it is.
Uh-huh.
And they live in the north part of town, and so we're looking at relocating there.
Yes, ma'am.
And we're working real closely with a black church of taking our facilities when we relocate.
Yeah. Well, we tried all over these years, try to improve relations with all our brothers, no matter what color they is. You know, we try not to let that have nothing to do with anything. In fact, my daughter married to a white preacher, one of the big white churches here in Houston.
Is that right?
Uh-huh, sure will. Mm-hmm. And then the people didn't, you know, they wouldn't all accept it at first, but now it's all right with them.
Sure.
Well, and their kids kind of look funny. You know, you can't tell whether they're white or black, but, you know, I'm their granddaddy. It don't make no difference to me.
Well, that's right. People are just folks.
That's right. Well, look here, I appreciate it. And I'm on the road right now. I have to call you back, so... you going to talk to him pretty soon, you think?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I should see him after lunch sometime.
Okay. Well, I'll give you a call back, Brother Wallace.
Thank you.
Amen.